The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. Excellent. So, hello. Hi. Welcome to 2021. Oh. So, you know, a new year, as we turn into a transition of a new year, it's again, we can consider it as just a concept and blah, 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 all that. And yet, let's take advantage of this concept of renewing our heart, renewing our intentions, renewing our aspirations for goodness, for practice, for connection. And it's a really nice time. You know, many people at this time connect with New Year's resolutions, and there's a lot I can say about that, how to do them, how not to do them. But one thing that I think would be lovely for us to consider connecting to is our values and intentions. And in fact, I taught a half day earlier today that some of you were at. And one thing that folks appreciated was bringing up and reconnecting with values that we consider important to us at this time, to reconnect with them, to honor them, to see them. So what I like to do actually for today is to bring up the list of values. Here we go. You can see the list of values. And I'll also put it in chat later. You can actually find this list on my website also. So what I like to invite us is to spend a couple of minutes and read over this list and see what are maybe one, two, or three values that really speak to us right now, really move us. And these values might be ones that we feel in ourselves right now, or ones that we want to incline our hearts and minds more towards in the new year. And if you still need more time with the list, raise your hand. I'm going to look through and see how many raised hands there are. Okay, we'll take another minute. Okay. You need more time. Still raise your hand for me to get a sense of how many people need more time with the list. Okay. Take another 30 seconds. And again, you just need one or two. It doesn't have to be. And this is just a practice. You can always come back to this list. I'll provide the link. So the invitation for the practice that I'd like to lead tonight is connecting with your highest intention, with a value that really speaks to you, as a way of greeting yourself and greeting this new year of 2021. And I'd like to leave a lot of actually silent practice time tonight, especially at the beginning and when we're sitting and connecting with our breath and with our body, to really, really settle and not relate to these from our head, but really from our heart, because this is, after all, happy hour. And we connect everything. This has to do with heart practices, metta and gratitude and just various Brahma Viharas. So how can we really connect with our values from our heart, from our devotion, from our, not from a place of, oh, I should be more practical, or, oh, there is a love, there is an attraction, an honoring, a beauty. So that's how I like to invite us to relate to the values. So I like to invite you to get into your meditation posture if you need to move and shift. Arriving. Arriving with the breath. The breath moving throughout the body. Being received and relaxing, softening each part. Whole body landing. And just receiving the breath. Inviting the mind to settle, the heart to relax in this moment. appreciating, embracing silence. Soothing, comforting, settling. And when thoughts arise, just as the New Year's, there's confetti, but all the confetti, all the colorful, attractive pieces of shiny paper, they do land on the ground, they settle. Inviting them to settle, to drop, to land, let the air, space of your awareness be spacious and clear, open. With each breath, Now I'd like to invite you if you would connect to a quality, to a value, maybe a quality of the heart that we've been practicing together over the past days, weeks, and months, that you aspire to continue to cultivate. You feel its value and its beauty in your life. Let your heart connect to its goodness. Or maybe something from the list that refreshed your memory that this value is important to you in your life. Whatever it is, bring this aspiration into your heart center, middle of your chest, holding it dear. And imagining, actually, it's already a part of you. It's already here. In fact, I'm going to ask you if you would place one of your hands in your heart center, holding the proverbial heart center, middle of your chest, as if you're holding, connecting with this. With this value, with this beauty, with this goodness, really connecting with it. Yes, I see you, I sense you, I feel you. You're important to me. You are so important to me. I value you. And as you connect with this goodness that's already here, and there is a desire, wholesome desire for its deepening, its further cultivation, for it to spread through your life, your heart, to serve you and others and the world. Let it be a connecting with the glass half full, not empty, not, oh, I fail in this way and that way and I don't have enough of it. Not the time for that in this practice right now. You can choose what perspective to take. You can choose how to incline your heart. So choose to see the beauty, the goodness that's already here. The desire for this value to continue to grow. Just breathing. Breathing with this goodness. Letting it resonate, not thinking about it. As if dropping a pebble into a pond. Keep dropping this aspiration into your heart, to your body. Letting it reverberate. And every time you drop it in, as if you are breathing this value in and out of your heart. Breathing it in, breathing it out. See your heart growing. In its strength, in its connection, connecting to this goodness. As if it's washing over you, engulfing you. Filling the whole space of your heart, your body, and beyond. As if you're resting in this value and this goodness. Not so much that it's yours, but it's expansive. As if it were a cosmic hug, this value hugging you, holding you, embracing you. You feel its goodness in your heart. It's not so much yours. It's bigger than you. And as you keep breathing, connecting with it, breathing it in. Feeling it all around. Again, imbuing your heart, you imbued in it. This goodness, this grace, this beauty. That moves through you, has moved through you, and you invite it to move through you. And bigger than you, as if you devote, as if you make offerings of yourself. You make offerings of your heart, your thoughts, speech, and actions on its altar, dedicating, devoting. Your heart to its goodness and beauty. As you serve this value, it serves you, serving the world. In a way that who can say who's serving whom? It's goodness. Multiplied. goodness seeing itself, goodness gazing at itself, and gazing back. Just letting yourself be breathed with this value, with this aspiration for goodness. Seeing perhaps how this goodness, having an image, how this value can grow in you. It could just be symbolic, this light shining through you. And bringing more goodness to your life, touching the lives of others. Whatever symbolic imagery works for you, invite it. You can be creative as long as it's supportive. And for the last moments of the sit, letting your heart again connect. Acknowledge, see, its own calling for your heart to bow to its calling, its aspiration in the new year. And for you, whoever you are, whoever this being is, to bow to the wholesomeness of this intention, honoring the beauty of this intention, and appreciating yourself for having shown up. For having showed up. No matter what happened or did not happen, but you showed up in this moment with intention, with your highest aspirations. The appreciating self, other, and the world. Showing up. So, this being the first day for many people, again, I acknowledge people in different time zones, being kind of beginning of the year, let's say, special time of the year, I'd like to invite us actually, because I want to make sure we have plenty of time today for really connecting in community. It feels a really precious time to hold witness, to share our beauty, our intentions, and to hold each other witness. There's so much beauty in that, to hold witness, not to just, of course it's in your own heart, but letting it be held witness by others. And letting yourself witness, hold others. So with that, let's transition into our small groups now, and we'll leave time at the end for reflections, for coming together, for sharing. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And okay, here we go. Let's see. Oops, wait, what happened? Hold on, I need to redo this. There we go. Okay, the rooms are open now. Welcome back, everyone. And what actually I would like us to do, what I would like to invite us to do, is something that we did earlier in the half day today, which is to fill out together. We can fill out a word cloud with our intentions, with our aspirations. It's just a fun visual way. So when you, I just put a link in the chat. If you go to that, actually, I'm going to let you unmute yourself if you need to. If it's not working, please let me know, but hopefully it's working. You should be able to see the ability to enter. There's a question, aspirations of my heart, and you can enter three aspirations if you wish. And you can enter it multiple times. It's working. You can see it. Give me a thumbs up if it's working. Yes. Okay, great. So, oh, yes, it's starting to show up. And now give me a moment. Actually, I'm going to share it in a moment, but I need to, I want to also share it on on YouTube. Here we go. So many windows.
Are we supposed to be able to see the word cloud yet?
I'm going to show you. Hold on one sec. Entries are still coming, and entries are not going to come in from YouTube also. So, okay. Let's see. Great. So, share screen. Okay. Can you see it? Here it comes.
Yes, we see it. It's nice.
Great. We have 15 entries. It's just lovely to, oh, yes. And more entries are coming and it rearranges itself. So beautiful. Just warms my heart to see some of these qualities we've been practicing together. Compassion, kindness, commitment, self-care, courage, gratitude, generosity, non-harm, love, acceptance, joy, trust, abundance, collaboration, mindfulness, resilience, empathy, receiving metta, fairness, kind, interdependence, allow, nourishment, optimism, release, respect, family, curiosity, humility, ethical action, freedom, creativity, help others, joy, health. I think I said joy twice. Act, peace. It's just, this is so heartwarming. Yeah. It keep getting, oh yes, I think YouTube folks are just getting to add more and more. This is sweet. Yeah, nice. Seems like compassion and kindness. And non-harm, yeah. Oh, mindfulness just got bigger. And you know the way word cloud works, whatever is mentioned more times gets larger in the image. So many votes for compassion, mindfulness, kindness, non-harm. This is so lovely. Ah, this is great. And this link will be available. And if it's not the same link, I'll see what is the link to actually be able to see this. And we'll share it in the Happy Hour Google Groups. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, thank you for doing this little co-creation together, all of us building this. And given that mindfulness, compassion, kindness are really shared aspirations, a lot of that coming up, I want to share one more thing with you. I want to share Let's see here. I want to share. So I, yes. So I have this app. Many of you might know it. It's called WeCroak. I spell the name. It's WeCroak. 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 And it's a death mindfulness of death. It's a death contemplation app. And it sends you a reminder five times a day that, oh, you're going to die. You're going to die. So if you're going to, if you're wasting your time, oh, and I love this. I love it as a way to realize my time. And many of you already know that I teach mindfulness of death. It's one of my passions. I'm going to teach a day long at the end of January, January 30th. So any of you who are wondering, mindfulness of death, what's that like? So come and check it out. Anyway, so a few days ago, I got this quote. So not only does it remind you that you're going to die five times a day, but also it gives you beautiful quotes that I reflect on. And this one, many of them I save. And this one just stopped me in my tracks, especially given that it's the new year. Here it is. I'll share it with you so that you can see it. What I regret most in my life are failures of kindness. Whew. I find that really powerful. By George Saunders. What I regret most in my life are failures of kindness. And the idea is, if you're looking back at your life, say from your deathbed, what might be what you regret the most? So just have about a minute. I've shared a lot tonight. Well, you've shared a lot with the Mentimeter, with the word cloud that we co-created together. So any... yes. Marie Christine says, where am I teaching the meditation on death? It's at Spirit Rock. And all this information is on my website, by the way. Everything that I teach, it's a NikkiMergafori.com. All the information is there. So, I see it's 7 o'clock. Oh, and Kim has a question. Kim, is this something to say out loud or type it privately to me in chat, or what's best? Tell me what's
I guess,
and I'm happy to stay extra a couple of minutes if that would be helpful.
I guess I'll just put it out there. I don't know if it might be of interest to other people too. So I wonder about equanimity and have appreciated in happy hour how the meditations that you lead, I've felt metta in my body, and I've felt compassion and I'm wondering, is equanimity something that we could be led to feel? I mean, is that a thing?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you can definitely feel a state of equanimity. Definitely can feel it throughout the body, mind, and heart, just as you can feel metta and compassion. And now that you said that, maybe I'll spend the next few sessions practicing equanimity. Yay, goes Kim. Because I think it's a beautiful practice, and maybe we don't practice enough at happy hour. So, all right, Kim, you've planted a seed. So equanimity, here it comes. All right, dear ones. And let's see, question here. Yes, no problem, David. I see the question that you're asking. No problem. So thank you all for showing up, for practicing, for showing up with the beauty of you, of your heart, your intentions, your aspirations, practicing to support yourself, others, and the world. May your aspirations for cultivating beauty, goodness, love, compassion, kindness, and all that you shared tonight. May it be cause and condition for your waking up and the waking up, goodness, freedom of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you, everyone. And you are welcome to unmute yourself and say goodbye and Happy New Year, whatever you like to
be. Thank you, Nikki.
Bye. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks. Thank you,
Sandra. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Nikki. Happy New Year, all.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
Happy New Year. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you, Nikki.
Happy New Year. Thanks,
Happy New Year.